Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 4:21. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello.
This is Betty. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 4:20.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Holy shit, it's been forever.
Forever, you say? Yeah, it has been a while.
By my accounts, it's been since September 20th.
I think you're right. I think that was our last show.
Well, fair warning, folks. This is a redo show. We're keeping the same episode number. We're redoing that damn show because that show is a technical nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think we didn't even publish it or anything. If memory serves me correctly.
No, it was not fit to publish.
No, not at all. Not at all. You may have to cut your video because we're having a little bit of dropouts. We're having some dropsies. We're having a case of the dropsies. So thank you. We will do it that way.
All right. Well. Hey, everybody. It's Joe live from Studio B in Chicago.
This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Right. Hi.
There we go.
Here, lovable artificial personality unit. Wow, it's about time you guys got back into the show. What the fuck? Anyway, this is episode 232 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, December 13th, 2021. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. Click the menu, click Programming, then Quickie on the Joe and Anthony Show and pick an episode. Any of them are sure to either make you laugh or make you ask yourself some fun and enlightening questions. Subscribe, add, like, or favorite us. In fact, just do it now. We appreciate it. And now, your two lovable stoners, Joe and Anthony, are about to get cracking with the cheapy segment. Take it away, guys. This has been Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, my goodness.
You got it, Anthony.
Wow. This is a rough show.
Well, tell us about the renovated studio.
Yeah, all right. You can give me a little more volume now on your end for your microphone. I think we flushed out Betty's clog, possibly. We got some new things going in the studio. We got new storm windows. We are now hurricane ready for the next.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So we're hurricane ready.
That's awesome.
We have some new fencing to keep out the homeless people, which has been nice, you know. And we got some new relaxation device sofa machines in the employee lounge.
Ooh.
So, yeah, right. It actually works out quite nicely, you know.
I thought I saw we got Roger some new attachments. Wasn't there a picture floating around? He had this like white vacuum hardware tool attachment.
I think so. I think you're the one that caught him in the wild with that one.
Yeah. It's funny though. Robots, I think, are going to become very diverse objects. They're going to do multiple tasks.
Yeah.
You know, they might serve you during the day and then work at the factory at night.
Yeah, or like, you know, do the mistress things at night.
Yes, that too. Robot in the night.
See, there you go. You know, you can't go wrong with that.
Right? So are you in happy holidays mode?
Kinda, but not really. If that makes any sense.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it just, to me, it's like, yeah, there's some things about the holidays that, you know, I'm getting a little bit into the spirit, but for the most part, it's been a little bit of a struggle. And in all honesty, it generally is a struggle in Florida, trying to get used to the whole, you know, the whole
lack thereof.
Lack of snow, lack of fall weather. You know, it's just a lot of things that kind of, you know, kind of go together that you just kind of like, you know, what happened? Yeah. What happened to fall? What happened to winter? It's just not here.
I'm just surprised that that culture hasn't adopted, say, a palm tree as a Christmas tree.
Oh my God. People will decorate like crazy down here.
Really?
Oh yeah. I've seen lights. Yeah, like lights, lawn ornaments, all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe with climate change just here and there, you'll get snow all of a sudden.
I hope not. Well, maybe. I could work from home that day.
So, Anthony, let me tell you, I cleaned up the computer noise quite considerably. I think utilizing the new cord has helped in that regards. Although tonight it's just been a mix mash of craziness because it seems like all the settings that were right in place for the last good broadcast just went out the window. It makes zero sense. These things make zero sense to me, but whatever. And, you know, I'm not actually drinking wine tonight, believe it or not.
Really? You're not drinking wine?
No, I'm drinking Perrier carbonated mineral water.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I just didn't have a taste for wine tonight. I don't know. It's, you know, sometimes you gotta have it, and sometimes you just, you're
not
like,
up for, not up for the wine, huh?
Nah.
No? Okay.
So, Anthony, do we have any voice messages?
Not at all. Not, we haven't been around long enough right now.
Well, our chat room is open, folks, at chiampa.org. That's Charlie Henny, Illinois, Adam Mike Papa Adam.org. Oh, and by the way, our phone lines are ready for you, too, right now by dialing 813-327-8566 on your cellular or even a rotary dial phone.
Yes, just you can't use any of the touch tone options if you use the rotary phone option.
So what you got for us in the weed corner tonight?
Well, first I need to smoke myself some weed.
Ooh.
And I gotta turn the phone lines on too.
It's unfortunate that our bandwidth or our broadband connections are not sufficient for video communication. Because folks, what you don't know is generally Anthony and I can see each other. This helps with certain visual cues and, you know, funniness. But now that I can't see him, it's kind of like, you know, some of that funniness is gone.
You'll be all right. You'll be fine. We'll get you into it. We'll ease you into it.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a look here. All right. So our first weed corner story comes from High Times by Benjamin Adams. In the latest chapter of an ongoing pattern, two cases of fentanyl-laced cannabis scares in Vermont turned out to be a false alarm. Fentanyl-laced marijuana blamed for overdose in Vermont, local station WCAX reported on November 21st. Brattleboro Police Department told the media they revived a patient using CPR and several doses of Narcan, the opioid overdose, whatever it is, after the cannabis reportedly tested positive for fentanyl, the news went national. The cannabis was sent to a lab for confirmation of presence of fentanyl, but both samples from two separate incidents turned out to have no fentanyl after all. What a surprise. The Brattleboro Police Department stands by its previous public safety advisory that it is wise for consumers of marijuana to know the source and the history of any marijuana they ingest. So know where your weed comes from, folks, and trust me, there have been times where I bought weed and it smelled like it came from a gas tank of a truck. So, you know, sometimes you just don't want to go with it.
Is that what they call sour diesel?
It was disgusting. That's what it was. All right. Second weed story of this Yuletide special.
Fentanyl seems to be a pretty dangerous but very popular, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly popular. That's also why it's very strong, which is also why it's very dangerous and very popular. Yeah, it's kind of like a 6 of 1, half dozen the other type of situation with that.
I mean, I can see weed and wine, but weed and anything else, it's like, I don't know.
Weed and wine, weed and anything else, who knows? So our next story comes from High Times as well, from Thomas Edward. A study recently published in the BMJ, which I believe is the Business Medical Journal, sought to determine the relationship between cannabis use and nightly sleep duration in a nationally representative data set, which was a cross-sectional analysis of adults undertaken using the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey data from 2005 to 2018. The study showed that adults who used weed 20 or more days during the last month were 64% more likely to sleep less than 6 hours a night and 76% more likely to sleep longer than 9 hours a night. Not the case for me, actually. I sleep about 7 hours. That's right where I fall. Whereas using weed less than 20 days during the past month did not create short sleep pattern problems, but were 47% more likely to snooze 9 or more hours a night. A peer-reviewed study in 2018 of 1,000 medical cannabis patients in Colorado showed that among individuals using weed to promote sleep, that 84% found it very or extremely helpful. And most of those taking over-the-counter, which was 87%, over-the-counter medic prescription sleep aids, reported reducing or stopping use of those medications. So it's really up to you. I think this study is not, it hasn't been peer-reviewed or anything like that. But, you know, clearly there may be some correlation between weed use and, you know, and it depends. I mean, if I smoke a sativa before bed, I mean, Jesus, if I smoke a sativa at any time and point, I'm like fucking bouncing off the walls.
Like caffeine for you, right?
Yeah, sativa is like really high dose caffeine for me. And I got to be careful with it. I can smoke it, but if I smoked that before bed, I'd probably get 4 hours of sleep without question. But you know, I usually take like indica gummies before bed and I sleep well, and I sleep about 7 hours. Between 7 and 8 hours is generally what I get every night. So it seems to work. I, you know, everyone's results vary. Everyone's individual. So, you know, I don't know. What about you, Joe? How does it work for you?
Well, I mean, I don't smoke a sativa at nighttime at all. If I'm going to do a sativa, it'll be a morning thing so I can have a, you know, an energetic day or an accomplished day.
Okay.
And right now I'm smoking a hybrid, which is giving me both. Yay!
There you go. Generally, hybrids are my choice of smokage. So I prefer hybrids, kind of a little bit of both, you know. So, but yeah. And that's it for your weed news. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, well, thank you, Anthony. That was pretty stimulating and enlightening. Anthony's Weed Corner, always a hit. First thing on the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yeah.
And now it's time for our word of the show. Are you all ready?
I think so.
Am I ready?
Are you ready?
And today, our word it is rankle. Thank you, your mother, for this suggested word. You can visit us at shyampa.org in the chat room and discuss what our word is today. Our word is rankle, and rankle is a verb, and it means to cause annoyance or irritation to someone. Like, I get all rankled up when Roger shits all over the floor in my studio and doesn't even bother to clean it up. I'm rankled.
You know what? I get rankled when I stay in the shower too long.
You're funny.
I try.
You're funny. Anyway, did we rankle your day? The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony show. I hope not. I hope we haven't rankled your day, because we want you to come back and listen to us.
Right?
Listen to episodes again and again and wonder, like, why am I listening to this so many times?
Why am I listening to this crap?
Yeah, it's been a good summer. I mean, business has been good. It's just been, you know, getting everything in set motion and feeling comfortable with things. And it just takes time. And it's natural. It's human. It's a human thing.
It's human to take time.
Yes.
The more
it's also
you
human
know.
To smoke weed.
Oh, yeah.
I think... gosh, I should be better prepared. I read somewhere that they discovered an ancient cannabis strain. And I think it came out of...
Wait, what happened?
They discovered an ancient cannabis strain, and I believe it came out of China. I'll have to do some reading about that.
I see. Oh boy.
I hear gong. What's that gong?
It's Roger's National Day.
Is it now? Should mm-hmm. we just let him take it away? Because he's been kind of pissed off.
Sure, why not?
All right, here we go, Roger.
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. And this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today. If you're not listening today, anyway, today is September 20th, 2021. And oh boy, oh boy.
Is it?
National Care for Kids
no,
Day.
No, it's not.
National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
What the hell?
National Punch Day. String Cheese Day and what all of your diodes have been strained to the limit for. Woohoo, it's National Fried Rice Day. Wow. Joe is going to twiddle on his Wheel of Fortune wheel tin-tack to his door that causes Anthony to push a button that makes an audible wheel spin. I think, no, don't think, just say yes. Anyway, push that button, Anthony.
Yeah, push that button, Anthony.
All right, hold on.
Folks, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but the wrong day was inserted into that little tidbit.
All right. Now let's give the wheel a spin.
Spinning the wheel. Ooh, it's good. I think he ate the Impala insurance wheel.
Pardon me while I eat my Pringles.
Oh. Pringle away.
Right. Tonight's random story comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us how Betty may be coming to an apartment near you.
Why not Roger?
I think this is too complicated for Roger to do. I don't think it would really work with Roger. As prices climb across Tampa Bay, some developers are looking for ways to make the most out of each square foot. That's why the company behind Niche, a new six-story apartment complex in Tampa's North Hyde Park, will offer 83 micro units, less than 400 square feet, using robotic furniture to maximize the limited space. The Chicago-based developer wanted to offer more affordable apartment options on the outskirts of the downtown area. The Tampa Bay area units will be equipped with an expanding wall activated by a touch... Wait. Oh, I read that wrong. No, I didn't. It will be equipped with an expanding wall activated... There should be a comma there. Activated by a touch or a phone screen or voice through Amazon Alexa. Alexa, move the wall! It can convert the living room area of the studio into an office space, a bedroom, or a walk-in closet.
Bring the toilet closer to me, Alexa.
Right? The amenities in the Niche will also include co-working spaces and community kitchens, which can be rented or available on a first-come, first-served basis. It will also have a roof deck with pool, cabanas, fire pits, and a downtown view. There's an indoor and outdoor gym, a golf simulator, and yoga studio. The 83 micro units will start at under $1,000 a month. There are also 168 units ranging from studios to three bedrooms in prices you really don't want to discuss. Nice will be less than a half mile of downtown Tampa and 2 miles from the West Shore Business District. It is also a block away from the new projected bike path called the Green Spline. Sounds like a horror movie. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yay, my digital diodes are happily fluttered for no good reason. And why the fuck is my voice all fucked up? Joe, you better fix this. Anyway.
Ugh, that's better. Anyway, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and the Inept Super Villains podcast and the many other fine shows we carry on Chimba the Radio. Be sure to visit Chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly cloudy this way or that way, and it's 48 degrees, or 46 degrees. The dew point is 30 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 43. The humidity is at 54%. Winds are howling out of the southwest at 6.
Yes.
And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 35. And Tuesday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 51. It could get a little gusty. Now, Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and cloudy with a high near 62. It's going to get warm all of a sudden.
Ooh.
Gusty alert. Gusty alert. 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts are into the greater Chicagoland area. Hold on to your hats, sit down on the bus, and whatever you do, don't...
On the bus. Sit down on the bus.
And whatever you do, don't fart and upset the balance of the universe. Plus, there's global warming to think about. Cows fart. So sunny with on Thursday, sunny with a high near 47 and still breezy. Friday, a slight chance of rain afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 43. And the weekend looks like a sunny, dry, but chilly weekend with temps topping out in the mid-30s this weekend. And that's it for my weather. And now, Anthony, for the news.
One moment, please.
Okay, okay. Just
and now for the news. And now for the news.
Okay, okay. Just bear with me here. This is our friends at UPI. A British runner is aiming to break a Guinness World Record by completing the London Marathon while dressed as a human brain. Bryce, fundraising manager for brain injury charity Headway, has been repeatedly spotted in recent days running on the streets of Jersey, England, while dressed in a full-body brain costume. Officers with the St. Helier Township Policing Unit posed for a photo with Bryce in full brain regalia when they encountered him training on Tuesday for the October London Marathon. Bryce is attempting to break the Guinness World Record for fastest marathon dressed as a brain, so apparently other people have done this. He previously set a Guinness record in 2003 for fastest 100 kilometers, which is 62.1 miles for us U.S. people, on a treadmill. He said the costume is designed as a representation of what people with brain injuries feel like. What I hear over and over again is that people feel like they are trapped inside their own brain. So when you get to see the costume, you'll absolutely see what the other person might feel like. If you have pressure, and what it would feel like to live like this every day. Oh, and Anthony inserted a gif of pure...
It's a running penis.
Pure.
On the beach.
It's got a dimple.
It does have a dimple. It has Peyronie's disease.
Oh, it's jogging on a hilly beach shore. Why?
Because apparently that's what some penises do.
Well, let's move on to the next interesting story of late. It's time to announce the latest Nobel Prizes, which I am not mistaken is the first year on the Joe and Anthony show. But this particular story has nothing to do with that. Oh boy. So, a British woman unpacking her suitcase after a trip to Barbados made a shocking discovery.
Oh, boy.
Guess what it could have been, Anthony?
A cow.
No, not a cow.
Ooh. TSA pooped in her luggage.
That's a funny answer, but no. Get one more. Let's see if you can do this.
Let's see. Chicken.
Nope. Ready for the reveal? Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Here comes the reveal. Well, get this. It was a tiny little gecko.
Oh.
It had stowed away for a 4,000-mile journey inside her bra.
Wait.
Did the gecko get miles for that trip?
Did she know the gecko was there? And how do you not know a gecko is there?
No, she didn't discover it because she didn't discover it. Lisa Blank, 47, contacted the RSPCA after she spotted the tiny gecko while unpacking her suitcase at her home in Thryerberg, a village near England. Blank said she initially wasn't sure what the small object was inside the cup of her bra. I thought it was a tiny dead creature, and then when it moved, I started screaming. It's not what you expect to find in your bra after a 4,000-mile journey. Well, it's Barbados, though, I would expect.
What the fuck? Nature, honey, get over it.
Tiny lizard was lucky as the bra was on top of my suitcase on my clean pile as it was so hot out there, I didn't bother wearing one. Well, thanks for sharing. Nice, it must have been happy in its new pad. Yes. Blank said the gecko must have been in her suitcase for at least 24 hours from the time she packed it to the time she started unpacking. I'm just so shocked. Not only did it survive the journey, but also the fact it didn't get squashed, as my suitcase was so full when we were returning, I had to sit on it and get it to zip up.
No, honey, you'd be
surprised. RSPCA Inspector Sandra Blanco.
Blanco!
Was dispatched to Blank's home to collect the gecko, which she nicknamed Barbie. Nicknamed the damn gecko Barbie.
Okay.
Lisa was quite relaxed about the whole thing and thought it was funny that the gecko had safely made the transatlantic crossing in her bra. Unlike a lot of women, the lizard must have found it comfy, Blanco said. Blanco said the gecko did not appear to be injured. The gecko has traveled more than 4,000 miles and appears unscathed by her adventure, and unlike most holidaymakers, did not have to have COVID tests. Blanco said Barbie is now doing well in the care of a reptile specialist.
Nice. Well, do you want to go to break or do your next story?
Well, we can go to break.
Okay.
We can skip our fiddles, McGinty. I just don't have the voice for it today.
Okay, that's fine. I have a screen full of animated penises. All right, hold on. Let me find them. There we go. Yeah, you know.
Is that a feature or a bug?
It's a penis. Thanks, Joe. It's green. It's squishy. It's shaped like a blob of green liquid gold. It's the Fallout 2021 fun toy item made exclusively for Dollar Miscellaneous by the Insu Nuatic Medical Waste Recycling and Toy Company in the mysterious and distant land of China. It's cheap, it's fun, it glows in the dark, and pulsates with no batteries required. Put one in everyone's stocking this Christmas. Available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet-seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. Or email us at playus@cheyenne.org. Look, I can actually do this now. This week on This Way Out, an outcaster with two moms discusses her growing pains. A poet laments the torment of gay dentist with AIDS in A Quilt for David. Repeal of Botswana's queer sex ban is upheld on appeal. Canada's House of Commons votes to ban conversion therapy. Hungarian lawmakers okay an LGBT propaganda referendum. Sweden has its first trans cabinet minister, and queer candidates win elections in Honduras, Chile, and Bangladesh. Bangladesh. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll continue to rankle you in 4 minutes when we return. Or... watch out, your suit's going to get rankled.
Oh, boy.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste. The coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McDLT. It's a good time. Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chartbusters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.cheyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming.
Thank you.
driving has a rhythm all its own. But don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, push a button.
Push a button.
Push the button.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first... Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida.
I don't know what that is.
Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Roger, for whatever that was.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, fantastic.
Ooh, I just had Joe's seafood fart.
Oh, goodness. Seafood fart. Unless you're listening live. Oh, wait. Before we continue, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 74 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is currently at 76%. The dew point is 66 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 68. On Tuesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 82. On Tuesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 67. That's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Ooh.
Go away. I don't care about the current news. I hate the stupid add-on. This Microsoft thing down here on the stupid taskbar. I hate it when your mouse arrow goes over it and it pops up. This.
Yes.
I got to find a way to disable this
thing. Yeah, there's a way to disable it. I think I've disabled it because it's annoying me.
Yeah, that's what it's been doing. It's been kind of popping up on me lately, and I got to look for it. All right, let me open up my news script here. And I can close the weather. Goodbye, weather. We don't need you anymore. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from WTSP, Tampa Bay Channel 10 News, and tells us about a crabby old man who decided to try his hand in child development. Literally. A 70-year-old man had been arrested after police say he attacked a child on a playground for making too much noise. Largo police arrested Kit on Saturday evening. Yes, his name was Kit. According to officials, the arrest happened at an apartment complex on Roosevelt Boulevard. Witnesses say there were several kids having a good time on the playground when Kit stormed out of his nearby apartment yelling that they were being too loud. You're too loud. Wow. He reportedly picked up a 10-year-old boy by the shirt and slammed the child to the ground. That is a big no-no. Yeah, right?
Dude
has some anger issues.
On top of the fact you're 70 years old.
Right?
What's wrong with you?
Right? Officials say the child was not seriously hurt. Kit was taken to Pinellas County Jail and charged with child abuse, according to arrest records.
Wow.
Ah, this is my favorite one. I was actually going to save this one till our next show, which I think happens after the new year. I may be able to do one next Monday. It's touch and go. So, okay. But I had to get the story out tonight because it is just too good to ignore. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about some geese that were too high to fly. A homeowners association in Miramar hired a company to remove 25 geese because some residents in the suburban Fort Lauderdale neighborhood found them to be loud pooping machines. Although others said they are. Oh my God, geese are terrible. They're loud. They shit. Ducks are the same way. They shit everywhere. Oh my God, ducks shit on everything. Geese shit even more. You know how ducks shit on everything? Then geese come along and the geese shuck shit on the duck shit, and then they shit on their own shit, and then they shit on the walls. It's just Roger shit everywhere. Would be right home. Roger would be. Oh my God, geese are disgusting. Anyway, some other retards just see them as majestic creatures.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks. Rolando, the company's owner, said he fed the geese bread laced with sedatives on Tuesday. Unfortunately, a loud car spooked the drugged birds, and they flew off. As they were flying through the sky, 10 fell into the lake and drowned. While he found the other 15 and euthanized them off site. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi. My background music stopped. What is up with this crap? What is up with this crap? There we go. God dang you. Rolando said residents who saw what was happening charged at him and were yelling and screaming. He said he had to call the police for help, saying the situation was out of control. Everyone hates the dog catcher in the neighborhood. It was just a bad situation, he told the newspaper. Rolando said the residents who liked the geese and named them are never the same people. Oh, yeah, absolutely. As the ones that get stuck with the noise and the cleanup, which is true. The Homeowners Association officers refused to comment, but sent a notice to residents on Wednesday saying the geese population had been rapidly increasing and had become aggressive. The letter called the drownings an unfortunate matter, and Rolando was expected... I'm sorry?
They don't sound too disappointed.
No, right? Rolando was expected to follow all laws and ordinances, including local ones. The association had gotten complaints that geese were eating flowers. Miramar government officials have put blame on the Homeowners Association, sending the officers a letter Thursday that the association could be facing an unspecified fine. The city is a bird sanctuary, and its code says it is illegal to hunt, wound, molest, injure, or kill any bird within its limits. Rolando was not cited.
Molesting geese.
Yep, that's what we're doing now. We're going to molest some geese.
Sexy!
Yes, exactly. Our final and naked news story of the night comes from CBS Channel News, 12 News, WFTV Channel 9 out of West Palm Beach, and tells us about a standoff, a golf cart, and a naked woman. Court record shows that Jessica, 28, drove past several patrol cars with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office on the perimeter of a standoff where authorities received reports of an armed suspect shooting at others from the roof of a home in Dunedin. Authorities said Jessica drove towards the target home, ignoring commands to get out of the golf cart. Deputies eventually helped her out and into handcuffs. According to the arrest report, Jessica also smelled of alcohol. Yeah, right.
In a golf cart, drunk.
Yeah, right. Just I'm surprised she wasn't in the Villages. The standoff ended after 6 hours. Deputies arrested three teenagers, including 18-year-old Miles, who was accidentally shot himself in the leg during the incident. He was looking at the naked woman on the golf cart. And faces two counts of aggravated assault of law enforcement officer, two counts of aggravated assault, felon in possession of a firearm, and other charges. Sky, 18, is an unnamed 16-year-old. And an unnamed 16-year-old were also arrested. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Benny.
Is that this one?
Thanks, dude.
I hope.
Thank you. You're tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Please give me a call anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of the spooky studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, okay. Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's so full of gratitude.
Give us a call if you want, folks. What's that number? 813-327-8566.
There you go. Let's see. Show titles.
Oh, yes. It was Naked Cow Lady last time.
Was it Naked Cow Lady? Well, maybe it shouldn't be Naked Golf Cart Lady.
That sounds perfect.
There we go. We got a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Naked Gold. It's a gold cart.
Naked Golf Cart Lady. Yay.
Sweet. All right, now I got to take a hit of weed.
This is like naked... what was I going to try to say? It's a naked marathon. There we go. We're doing a naked marathon.
I guess it's better than naked slip and slide.
The world has gone to hell many times over.
Oh, I know. This is only like, you know, the seventh reiteration of it.
I think the only thing that could really make things different is if an alien being came down and started like devouring us or something. I think that's the only thing that would...
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Please move along. Nothing to see.
I really
not something I like to think about when I'm just hanging out on a Monday night smoking weed. And I don't have any beer either, which is a shame. I didn't bring any into the studio with me.
Well, you know, the other thing we could talk about is the various flashing phones that are appearing in this cute GIF next to where Anthony says something after we talk about Plethora segment.
Hold on. What do I say?
You say something about the coffee in the break room.
The coffee in the break room is made from the tears of failed disc jockeys. I think I've said that before.
Oh boy, that's why I say something witty here.
Oh boy,
that was so interesting. So, what do we have for our listeners tonight, Anthony?
A very, very poorly scripted evening.
See, that's what we're all about, folks. Sometimes it's perfect. Well, no, we keep on time target and we adjust accordingly.
We do.
That is a key thing to keep in mind. But within that time target, you know, all hell can break loose.
All the gates of hell can open up.
It's true. But you know, I gotta say, it's been a year. It sure has. I look forward to even a better year next year. That's all I can say. Cause anything I can say just sounds like a rant. And you know what? It's just tiring to rant.
Are you exhausted from ranting?
I am. I'm rankled. You know?
Is that what happens to you when you rant too much? You become rankled?
I think I become rankled and I need to be ironed out. Wow. But if you're listening, give us a call at 813-327-8566 and you can show your rankles.
Maybe. We'll have to screen you first. That's kind of important.
Oh, yes.
We can't have illegitimate rankles going out there.
Did we pay for that function?
Maybe.
And do we have insurance against illegitimate rankles?
Maybe not.
Do we have any kind of insurance?
Unlikely.
Happy New Year.
Wait, well, don't we have like some kind of health insurance? I mean, no. there's like a box of Band-Aids in the employee lounge. I mean,
and Listerine.
And Listerine. I mean, that's the employee medical and dental plan. Yeah. Yeah. See, we got that insurance. And when you get your taxes, you just say that you had insurance. I mean, that's close enough. Uncle Sam will buy that. They don't need to know anymore.
You could charge $200 a month for that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. $200 a month for a thing of Listerine and Band-Aids.
Do you want the Listerine and Band-Aids health insurance plan? Check this box.
I would like the Listerine only, please. The Listerine only plan. I don't want the Band-Aids. I hear they're made from toxic chemicals from a factory in China.
Yeah, well, the Listerine apparently has like micro razor blades that do all the action.
Please tell me more, Joe. Tell me about the micro. Micro razor blades, you say?
Oh, thank God for the gong.
You still got 3 minutes, damn it.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, there is a huge Coke and Sprite recall. I'm not sure if you had heard.
Ooh, what happened?
But it affects southeastern states. There's certain date codes that I believe begin with August 1522 and some odd combination of letters. There were foreign objects inside of these Coke products that were cans.
I see.
Yeah, you can research it. I believe I was made aware of it either Friday or Saturday. I saw it on the news. But yeah, it's... Yeah.
We can do this in 2 minutes.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right. Chip, I got Chip live in the out in the field. He's in a field with a can of Coke. So Chip, what's the deal, Chip?
So some of these Coke and Sprite cans could contain metal. And it also affects certain Minute Maid juices as well. But now, if you have Coca-Cola 12-ounce cans with a date code of August AUG 1522 WMB or August 1522 WMC, that's for Coke 12-ounce cans, or Sprite 12-ounce cans with a date code of August 1522 WMB. Again, Sprite 12-ounce cans. Check those cans. If you got any of those cans, throw them out. You don't want to drink that shit.
Thank you. Thank you, Chip. And now, now, does that also affect the dildonic devices?
You're on your own for that one.
Thank you, Chip. We will keep in contact as we find out more about Chip's Coke issue and his dildonic devices. Thank you, Chip, for your dedication. You are a valued employee.
You know what? I do the least I can.
Get some extra mouthwash when you come by the studio. All right. Have a good night, Chip. Remember Uber. You pay for your own Uber. All right. Good night, Chip.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
And it was like 27 inches long. And I'm like, God damn
wow!
it. Yes, I know, right? Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Ooh. Oh, so, yeah. So, wow, that Coke recall. I'm glad I only drink plastic bottles of Coke. So, or I only do my Coke in lines. Either or, plastic bottles or in lines. Don't do cans of Coke. Doing cans of Coke apparently will be bad for you. Joe.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. So, all right. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. And I seem to have forgotten to put the mobile broadcast van in park. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
It must be that shit I took a few minutes ago. It glowed funny. It started growing legs. Wow. Anyway,
wow.
I'm glad you can join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight.
You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and traffic with toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep it perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technic Q audio procedures? How do you do this, you might ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep that device perpetually tuned to Shyamper Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your tablet, come sex toy in the playroom, or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Who knows? Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I need to listen to Shyamper Radio right now, just point that browser, Charlie Henry, Illinois Adam, Mike Papa, Adam.org.
I don't even know who you slept with last night. Jesus, God damn it. Have some dignity, bitch.
Well, Dot was the best. That's all I can say.
Oh, well, at least you had Dot.
So go there now for a complete listening experience.
You know what I'm having a complete experience with? These caramel peanut clusters I got from Walgreens earlier today. These are delicious.
Ooh, they do sound delicious.
They are.
They're
nice.
Are they fiberlicious?
Are they what?
Are they fiberlicious? Will they provide fiber?
1 gram.
1 gram. I don't
for
know
one
if
piece.
That's enough.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. But you know what? Then take some frickin' fiber call with it or something. Thank God. Sprinkle some Metamucil in the bag. like sprinkles. You're like Jimmy's.
I wonder what Metamucil would be like with fizzy water.
It's not good. I'll tell you, it's not good. Metamucil and fizzy water do not work.
Why not?
It's like a volcano of Metamucil, basically. It's not pretty. It really isn't. Not pretty. All right, folks. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will definitely be back at the beginning of the year. We may have one more episode before the Christmas holiday, so check back next week. Check out our blog at Shyamper.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, contact us at playus@Shyamper.org. Remember, folks, don't go beating children in the playground because a drunken naked woman in a golf cart scared your drug geese. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a Z for Zoomania.
That's right. Bye-bye.
This station is being brought to you via Dolsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.